Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey,
what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prepping for the end of time and other bothers, second arc. This behind-the-scenes episode contains possible spoilers for basically all the episodes to come, and pretty much all the past ones as well. Just a heads up.
Hey everyone, welcome to Prepping for the End of Time and Other Bothers, a special prepping because I'm not alone. So normally, Prepping for the End of Time and Other Bothers is something that only goes out to our $5 and up patrons, and it's usually a video where I basically share how I'm going to prep for the session. And I record that right before everyone shows up. Today, because we have finished a major arc, and we're starting a new arc, I came up with the brilliant idea, meaning I didn't prep, to do the prep together with the table. We actually did prep. So Leon and I had some sessions, and we decided let's come up with some ideas. So let's go around the table. Who do I got here with me?
I am a confused Mike.
Good.
I'm a Carter who feels that he's being used for ideas.
Idea generation? Yeah.
And I'm just Marisa.
Just Marisa. Okay. And we have?
Eli. Hi.
Eli on the soundboard. So basically, we were just downstairs having breakfast because that's what we do. Sean makes, well, I always make waffles now.
It was so good.
That's why I come to this.
You should have seen the kitchen, though, after he got through breaking waffles down into components to cook. Yeah. It was pretty tragic.
Yeah, most people start with the components. I like reversing, going the other way.
Well, because waffles.
We know what you're doing.
Yeah, I was.
You
I
just
was...
made it sad.
Okay. So, so the question came up, what happened last time? So the last episode was a super long episode. You guys basically fought through the best of the, right, of all of our major characters everyone loved, right, from Mumsy all the way up to Celine again, Star, etc. And then, in a very bizarre turn of events, Moira opened a portal, out of which stepped past Egerton.
Future Egerton.
Well, future Egerton past. From the past, or somewhere, who was wearing armor.
Yeah.
And basically said, you all need to get in.
Get in the car.
Get in the
losers.
Car.
Losers.
Come with me if you want to live.
That was the line I was reaching for, actually. Yeah.
That would be great if it was the portal salesman.
Yes!
That's what I should have done.
Yes!
It should not have been Egerton. It should have been the portal salesman.
Oh, my God.
That would have been perfect. Let's
redo the last three episodes from scratch.
Never again.
Mind you, we know that he could come back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
For our listeners, that's from Terminator, which came out in 1993?
The first one was 84, the second one was 91, and then here's a helpful hint, then stop watching.
Bing, 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 bing. Okay, so that's how it ended. Eli and I have met and done some work on the larger framework of what's happening, because I totally planned for it all to end this way. I totally planned for the Nexus to be utterly destroyed by a certain person.
Good. I'm glad I followed through.
Checkmate.
So we're basically going to, together at the table, because of just how this game has developed, I figure it would be more fun if we all sort of decide on what's going to happen next. Okay? So basically what Moira has attempted to do is shuttle you all to another dimension, time stream, whatever you want to think of it as, where you would have a hope of, right, basically a do-over, like a chance to do this again and release the bomb that destroys the Nexus.
Wait, I have an important question. Yeah. Did we save time?
No, so at the moment...
not at all, honey.
At the moment, you are losing.
This is the fallback.
So at the moment, when you step through the portal, the world you are in and everything in it is...
destroyed.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. You have failed.
Because after 36 episodes, we're very bad at this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my concern,
but I rolled
though,
well.
Yeah, your concern is?
Is I just came through the portal. This said, come through the portal. So now there's at least two Egertons.
Well, does your Egerton step back through? We'll have to find out.
Oh.
That's what maybe he does. Maybe you have to play.
Well,
Egerton.
You left him behind.
Did we?
He stayed.
Oh,
yep.
He stayed.
That was Sean's final line.
Oh, good. I was thinking. Good.
Oh crap.
No, oh, so we went through the portal?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you stepped into the portal. You were trying to fight Selene, a goddess. Wasn't going great.
Yeah, we did about 8 hit points of damage to her.
The portal opens. You all step in. And that's how we're gonna start.
Wasn't it the shattering?
Well, it was the shattering, it was Selene. You had everyone there. Yeah. I don't even know if you know who you were fighting, to be honest.
Okay.
Do you know who you were fighting, Egerton?
I think it was the Shattering.
There was a giant who was the Shattering.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The manifestation.
Because I listened to the end of the episode on the way over thinking, hey, we're going to pick up where we left off.
Yes.
We are. We tried to. I didn't know it was so long.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a long one.
We got only to the mid-roll.
We'll drive slower.
I know. It was such good traffic.
Okay, so you step through the portal, and now we're going to start. So Moira's intention, now there's an episode you have all not heard, okay, with the three sisters.
A full episode again?
Yeah. Wow. Attempting to give you a do-over. Ooh. Okay, so that has happened.
So it's just an entire episode of people saying, oh, those idiots.
Pretty much. But it actually, that episode happened in the timeline. It ended at the very moment you guys were having that battle. Okay. Mm. And then Moira appeared, opened this portal. It's basically an attempt to send you all somewhere where the Shattering is not at this present time, has no or limited influence.
Let's so we're just going rescue back to, puppies in the new storyline.
No, we're going back to murder baby Shattering.
Okay. That can be one thing.
That's what this sounds like to me.
Yeah, no, I like that. We can write that.
What I thought was happening was...
Murder baby Hitler.
So... Yeah. We're from the far future.
Yeah.
The Shattering destroys our time. So we go further into the past.
Right.
And where we, for 36 episodes, have tried to fix things.
Yeah.
The Shattering has caught up to us.
And won.
And won and destroys everything. So now this is what I thought was happening. We're now going even further into the past.
Yeah, that is what I set up. Yeah. Yeah.
So that... we get another 36 episodes of muddling about stupidly before the Shattering catches up to us, and maybe we beat it then, or maybe we don't.
It turns into a time war.
Except, yes, it could go into time war, Infinity War, okay. So you could go so far back in time that the world is unrecognizable, right? Like, pre-civilization,
sure.
You know, like, because here on Earth, you know, if you go back far enough, that's when there was an alien civilization on the planet, right? Like... we all know that, right?
Oh, you gotta stop watching Discovery Channel.
No, I was watching Fox. No, okay. Okay, so if we go far enough into the past, anything could potentially happen because you might have to go really far back. Or you could also say that you've gone to another timeline, right?
Like an this, alternate dimension.
Like this dimension is gone and you're going to an alternate dimension where things are different. So you can do either, okay? Either works. Okay, so here's the starting seed ideas that Eli and I have come up with. But I have a question mark for others, one of which might be murder baby shattering. Because we love killing children on this show. Dear Lord. Okay.
Well, wouldn't baby shattering be in the far future?
Oh, yeah. I have sketched out a timeline to try and make this rational for myself.
I need
really
to post
has.
This. Hold on. I'm going to take a picture.
This is my Back to the Future 2 moment.
Okay. Let's take a look. Let's take a look.
Wait. Hold it up. Hold
just
on,
give me 1 second. Well, when it comes to movie science, I think this holds up.
Okay. Hold it up to the camera here.
This is indeed very similar to... the chalkboard drawing that Doc Brown does in Back to the Future Part 2 to explain to Marty and the audience what the hell is going on.
The only difference is I don't have a splintering timeline yet.
Right.
But that's what it leads to.
Right. Because right now this is...
It's a linear timeline with the Nexus existing outside of it.
Right. And this is the assumption that we've simply moved even further into the past rather than an alternate reality.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Which then would create a new timeline.
Right.
All right. Here's two seed ideas for you. The first is you've gone so far back that you're in a mundane, or another timeline, you're in a mundane world with no magic. There are knights and squires and acolytes and politics and courts and intrigue.
So real medieval stuff.
Right. Like you're in real medieval, but without some of the...
The fun parts.
Horrible socio-political, you know.
I feel like we were in medieval. Is that just me? Knights? Acolytes?
Yeah, but this would be like a mundane world, no magic.
But then what do I do?
Well, I don't know. You guys might be the only ones with magic. I don't know. Okay, that was one idea. The next one is, imagine a world of airships. So everyone's traveling on airships because there's next to no land because it's airships meets water world.
Interesting. Interesting.
Okay.
Can we get the copyright for the Mario Brothers airship music? Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum.
So those are the two that I wrote down for today. The other ideas were...
Sorry, Dennis Miller, but that was too deep a cut for the audience.
So those were the two that I thought, okay, I think I can make those work. Then there's some other ideas that I'm not sure. Like Fantasy Jetsons crossed with Mad Max. Not sure what that means yet.
I didn't. Okay, I didn't cross the two, but
I'm just reading what's on the paper.
I kind of like the Mad Max idea.
Yeah, I'm reading what's written in my book by me.
Mad Maxine.
Mad Maxine.
Eli brought up the idea of a cyberpunk world, but the concern was that would feel like it's too much like Balgamar. That's sort of what Balgamar was in the future.
What about steampunk?
Still sort of Balgamar-ish.
Bubbly sounds.
Well, I mean, you've got that with the airships and things, I suppose. Some of the trappings.
That's what we have so far. Any ideas at the table and what you're going back to? I also have Star Trek written down, but I'm not sure why.
Were you just thinking we want to watch Picard tonight?
Yeah.
And you just scribbled it down?
Probably. No.
I don't know.
I think we should keep what has been revealed at the end of the last episode, which is going further back into our timeline instead of an alternate reality.
Yep.
And I think the closest description to that would then be the mundane fantasy world. Or the mundane medieval world, I should say.
Well, we could do that, and then this is world building beyond, but it could then also be like, are we the reason the shattering exists? Because we brought magic back to before magic existed, thus creating an explosion of magic, which allows the shattering.
Boom. Done. We just wrote the next 40 episodes for you.
That's an actual paradox. Okay. I remember it being discussed in Doctor Who one time.
But didn't Egerton come from the future? No, you came from the past. How can you tell us what's going to happen if you didn't come from the future?
And there's more than a pair of docs. They're up to like 13 now, aren't they?
Oh, boy.
That's true. But there are episodes where the doctor comes back or forward.
Sure.
There's a paradox where Beethoven goes back in time Or someone goes back into...
It's in that Capaldi episode, the cold open, where he basically lays out the bootstrap paradox.
That's it. Bootstrap paradox. Thank you, Eli.
Okay.
Can always count on Eli for that. I have a faint recollection of something, and I just talk about it endlessly until Eli understands and explains it to everyone else.
That's how I go through life. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is so the name of Eli? We actually don't have a name for the world we're operating in of Alba's House, do we?
No.
Okay. Mundane Balcabar.
Okay. So it's the world is the same.
Why is there no magic then?
Great question.
Magic hasn't been born yet. Where does magic come from? Have we determined that? I know that's something, Eli, you've thought a lot about.
Oh, I had a reason, but then Eli shut me down. It is his Alba world.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why I'm asking Eli.
Yeah, good. Okay, Eli, why is there no
lines.
Magic?
The Lou lines have been gummed up. Who knows?
Or haven't been created yet.
Maybe our arrival creates the Lou lines.
Which came first? The first Fae or the Lou lines?
Ooh.
I think the first Fae, who has just showed up.
Right.
Right.
Oh, no.
Okay. Am I the mother fairy?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
you are the mother of all fae creation. That's going to be a fun re-meeting with Celine.
Re-meeting?
Well, if that ever happens, like if you ever meet Celine again.
You mean we're just the support network for him as the first fae?
Mm-hmm. All of this has been about me the whole time.
Darn it.
Just like I planned.
Okay. Got it? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is so when we think of history, we think of major social, economic, or technological upheavals, right? So the shift to finding coal in England, right? So the shift to industrialization,
the microchip.
So what is the social, economic, or technological upheaval happening now in ancient time pre-magic?
Okay, wait. Here's my concern. Yeah. And it's not a concern for everyone else. I just feel like it's going to be too samey. Like what is going to be different? We're going to meet peasants. We're going to meet knights. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet. That's what we did.
That was my concern.
That was my concern.
We already
too.
Met that's all those okay. people. So there's got to be something different about it. So we either go farther back and there's something.
Dinosaurs?
But I agree that it would be cool to explain it. I think Carter's saying we shouldn't just make, like, we've got to explain why the far-flung past would have airships or something like that. I don't know.
Well, the one thing we never touched upon when talking about Blatt is that there was a thing where people were meant to, and it made sense, meant to be frightened of Blatt because he's a gigantic red-winged demon. Mm-hmm. So we might be going back to an era of history now where maybe demons are real.
The norm.
The norm. And they, you know, eat people and drag them to hell. Or people have never seen a demon before. And Blatt is very terrifying to everyone that he meets. Because I think the thing about Blatt is his voice is so comical that I think when we're just sitting around the table here, we kind of forget that perhaps meeting Blatt would be off-putting, but because he talks like this, everyone's like, yeah, it's just Blatt.
But we did that. You did have episodes where you're like, don't be afraid, people. I am a nice demon. So I think we already did the people would be afraid of you.
What if we go back to when, like you're saying, when demons and everything were the norm? So
we could do that.
Before, quote unquote, humans became the norm.
Yeah, we could do that. But we just want to make sure I think we have enough variety of characters and species to do different things. So maybe... Yeah, maybe ice trolls and demons rule or something. You know what I mean? Maybe humans aren't the norm.
What about wild magic? So before it gets sorted into the Lou lines mm-hmm, that are then mm-hmm. usable by magic users and it's sure. all just floating about.
And so crazy stuff happens
stuff
kind of thing?
Happens. So there are demons hanging out, right? There's demon land where all the demons are. And the Fae are in their own separate place still. And
maybe
all of these things
mixes.
Are colliding.
Yeah, that just starts to sound like where you were.
But before it normalizes.
Yeah, but that's just, it's sort of
okay.
the way the land you're coming from behaved.
Can we just do the Kevin Costner one then?
Okay, so I like the idea there's no magic and Egerton is now bringing the Fae into existence.
I do like that. That's a
great.
Cool idea.
I like the idea of playing with this idea of demons.
Sure.
So one way to take that would be...
it's sort of like, what if the land you're coming from, you know, mothers had stories they told their children, but now we're in the land where, do you know what I mean? Like the...
Where the stories were.
Yeah. Like
that's
demons do come out at night.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Demons do walk the earth. They're feared, they're worshipped, they are what they are. But maybe they don't have magic. They're just demons.
Sure. Sure. It's just the Middle Ages, and if you go out into the woods at night, awful things kill you.
Right. So but the question is, are there humans?
Maybe frightened humans?
Maybe Darcy's the first human.
Maybe I'm the first human.
The first werecupine.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you're playing with time, then our movement through time can cause all kinds of screw-ups and schisms.
Schisms?
I like schisms.
What happens is...
I know how to spell the word, okay?
What happens is the pronunciation of the word schisms changes.
I need you all to speak in old English.
Yes, that's right.
Or, my idea a long time ago was that it would be the ancient world in some way, like Greece, Rome, Egypt, something.
People wearing leaves in their hair, togas.
I also really think about it. The Mad Max idea opens up some cool stuff that people really are scrabbling for survival, and our kooky characters are thrown into that.
And Sean's idea early on was that time is cyclical, so that there have been ages of civilization that have gone away again. And the Abba world is just sort of the latest.
I like that.
Yeah, so this is before the waters have receded, exposing Faroria and all the land masses.
Yeah. I have no problem with either the airship, though. I want to make sure, since we're setting up the framework, that we don't pin ourselves, we don't start going down the same path and just redo the same thing we did 36 episodes of, because I think that could be dangerous if we don't throw in some really different stuff.
Okay, so it's the land of steam.
That's good.
And airships.
Maybe crossing that with Mad Max. So that
there are some roving bands of crazy
people. Well, that's where your demons can come.
Yeah.
And limited.
Or maybe the demons are the civilized.
Limited landmass. Yeah. Limited landmass.
You got to turn it on its head.
Totally.
So it's a matriarch.
Yeah, limited landmass.
They're the ones
good.
Having debates in the public
exactly.
square.
Exactly. Yeah.
Philosophizing.
Yeah, I like that.
So the humans that exist, are there humans? And if so, are they in the air to be safe?
I think actually, to turn it on its head, I think the humans are for lack of a better word, the barbarians of this era.
Yeah.
And we can make others like demons, or we can choose others who are controlling the airships. It doesn't have to be demons. It can be trolls. It can be trying to throw some more things out there. Other creatures
gnomes.
We should meet. Gnomes would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy playing gnomes.
Okay, so we have gnomes, all the demons.
So I'm
trolls.
Just trying to go through all the tropes. You got dwarves, you got elves, you got gnomes. I'm not saying we should put any of those in, but I'm just going through all the tropes.
What are the things from Lord of the Rings with the weird faces that march and go?
Orcs. But again,
I like the Ents.
The Ents
are great, but we can't steal things.
Why not?
Okay.
Well, we've mentioned talking trees before.
That's true. We have, and the flowers. I think, do we have talking flowers?
Walking trees. Right?
Egerton talks to trees and flowers.
But these would be walking trees.
There are talking trees in the Wizard of Oz. That doesn't make them Ents.
That's true.
I was thinking the same thing.
Ours
actually.
Are going to be Ents.
Isn't it, didn't Tolkien write Ents because of Macbeth?
There was
some line in
the forest
Macbeth. The forest move. And he's like, but where are the trees? I want my trees, damn it.
That's
and so
great.
He wrote them into Lord of the Rings.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, that, you're absolutely right.
How did you pull a line from Macbeth out of thin air when Eli said Macbeth and tree?
Because I've read it he's right. There's a very clear point where that's the prophecy. When the forest moves to Dunsinane or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they bring the forest to Dunsinane. Yeah.
Some people are just edumacated.
I don't understand.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Think I like world building.
Yeah.
Let's not even play the game.
Okay. So the social, economic, or technological upheaval. I mean, obviously, steam.
Yep, steam is
one thing. Is there anything else?
Oh, I see. I was going to say, is steam the upheaval? Oh, I see. That's how everything's powered.
Look out, everyone.
Yeah, steam.
Slightly moist.
Okay, well, I think the upheaval is we're trying to say that some people are really scrabbling to make it's hard to live on the surface. I don't know. Like, I guess we're making a differentiation between the air and the surface.
Well, what if, so the air and everything is the more advanced.
Yes.
So that your gnomes and your demons or whatever.
Are
and
above.
Then, yeah. And then humans are on like ragtag ships. Sailing the Sea of Farloria.
Yeah.
Because they can't find land.
Yeah. Okay. And the land that is found is really barren and like, you know. Yeah. I like that.
And I would say the names would be completely different at this point. We're talking about
that's true. It opens up pirate possibilities.
Yeah. I enjoy
definitely
pirates.
Pirates.
I'm pirates.
Pirate Egerton.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have pirate Egerton. Just Yar. Pirate meeting. Yar?
Shiver me timbers, please, and thank you. What are timbers, and why do they need to be shivered?
Well, they're the wood, and I don't know. It's a good...
The boat's made out of wood, and you're
shiver me timbers.
Shivering
I don't know.
Wood as it's traveling through the water.
I'm going to make a note of that to look up later.
I think Eli's looking it up.
No. I don't know. I always assumed it was like, well, knock me over with a feather kind of thing.
Ooh. Yeah, it's because they're sailing on a boat made out of wood.
Okay. who has the most? All right, so for who's currently in power? Like, who would we say the major factions are?
I like the demons. I think they should be. I think the gnomes should be a power faction.
The gnomes make sense if we're going to do tech stuff to have gnomes.
We are doing that, right? We're mixing it.
And the demons are in the air, or?
Well, I think the demons are going to be the civilized.
Yeah, so they're in the mountains and stuff, maybe. So the gnomes are in the air.
They're also
right?
in the air because they have wings.
Yeah.
That's true. They can be in the air.
Winged gnomes.
And the demons would thrive in a barren landscape that humans would not thrive in. As we
know. They're thriving. So maybe they're cities.
Yeah, exactly. I think as one of you said, a classical city.
Okay.
And demons are doing, they're doing very well.
Whether 'tis nobler to be a demon. It'd be better if I knew how that
And
one,
if we want to
one.
Throw in some unicorns, yeah.
Now that they're not all murdered.
That's
now
right.
They're all not melted.
They're unmurdered.
Oh. Unmurdered.
Okay, so who has the most to gain and to lose?
Well, the humans are at the bottom. They're the Mad
Max. So they
have
Max. The most to gain.
Trying to eke out survival and take when they can.
Yeah, and the gnomes and the demons are the most to lose, I guess.
Particularly the demons.
We should figure out who's being worshipped, too, at this point.
Is there worship?
Is there worship, exactly. But usually there's a god of some sort in any civilization.
Cool.
Not Maybe mine. The gnomes don't. Maybe the gnomes are very scientific.
Mm-hmm. They can be
They gnominists. Just worship technology.
Gnomists?
Gnomists.
I'm trying to think of humanists, but for gnomes.
I like that, gnomists.
Gnomists?
Yeah.
Our
and remember,
beliefs.
We have to use their nomenclature.
I don't...
You see, some people are really edumacated.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they have little jokes that no one finds funny except them.
So to try and show the evolution of language, I was going to call gnomes gnomes and dwarves dwarves.
I prefer
in the Axe and Crown, we've got gnomes.
You do.
I do prefer genomes.
Genomes. Mm-hmm. But will people not know what we're talking? That's the problem. We don't want to set it up that people don't actually know what we're talking about.
I think
about.
They could probably.
You know what? Read a book.
Just saying.
A gnome is a small human-like creature
I
with a big
we
beard.
We could call them gnomes. There's no reason why our uneducated characters can't be like, the gnomes.
If Monty Python is allowed to say kniggit without having to explain it, then.
But you do see a kniggit when they say
kniggit. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
That helps.
Thank you, Sean. That's a very good point. We're only doing it through audio.
Read a book.
So if we say that was very Faustius, people aren't going to know what we're saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
Facetious.
Oh.
Faustius.
Faustius.
Were you being fastidious?
Fastidious.
Fastidious about that?
Faustius.
Faustius.
What's the name of the resistance?
La Resistance.
La Resistance. What is the name of the resistance?
Well, is there? Okay, well, wait. First of all, we have to establish: is there? Are anyone tyrants? Are you saying that there has to be a tyranny to be a rebellion?
No, I'm just saying we're in a world. There's
because I am not being in a world where we help the humans to take over.
Yeah.
So, okay, I don't
so
like
who
that.
Wants to seize power from the demons and
I guess
the
humans. It's got to be the humans.
Well,
right?
Do the
humans?
No,
ooh,
humans
let's have dragons.
Dragons.
But they're good.
Ooh. Let's have dragons.
The dragons are good.
Good dragons.
Oh, dragon resistance.
And what about the good old slod?
Okay, so the dragons are being officially
that are in your pocket in a globe.
That's right. The dragons are being officially oppressed. The humans are just coming up and trying to scrabble. Like, they're not even noticeable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That we don't even care about them because they're so petty. But the dragons have been actively oppressed.
I've written down that humans are just called beasts in this world.
I like it.
Yes.
I'm down with that. Although, that not good to beasts.
No.
Fantastic.
You can call it, remember, we call them it and things.
Okay, so I'm going to say... I'm going to say that the relationship to magic is...
Darcy's not going to do well.
I'm going to say that magic is not a concept that
okay.
is understood.
Okay, fair
It's
enough.
Not a known concept.
Okay.
Meaning, it's like dragons fly because they fly.
Right.
You know, it's like innate things that creatures do are just what they do. Mm-hmm. So magic is not something that's practiced or mm-hmm. an ability.
It's just nature.
It's just nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mm-hmm. so you are bringing magic back to this world potentially okay. by appearing there.
Okay.
Cool.
And pets.
And so we do have, yeah, we have Gummy Wilma and we have Slot in the pocket. I got a slot in my pocket.
I have to write
and
that
I've
down.
Got my Pez sword yes, with the amazing you... Pez dispenser sound effect. Thank you very much,
now,
Eli.
Now, this is the more controversial question. Do any of us lose or gain power? Like,
yeah.
Can he still call his bazooka?
I was thinking
it'd be kind of cool to mess that up.
Because the bazooka comes from a future that currently doesn't exist.
It might be cool to mess with some of our powers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're all level one again.
Hey!
But that could be cool because you're going to meet demons who might teach you. Like, I don't know. It might set us
They'll
up.
They'll teach them poetry. Okay.
So I have to find, because what's her name? Mother whatever Why is in your you pocket.
Mother Speckly.
Mother Speckly. I have to find Mother Speckly.
A sharp tongue is all you
and
need.
I forgot about Gummy Wilma. Okay.
Gummy Wilma.
One of our listeners, it was so cute because what was the name you first used for Wilma?
I don't remember. Do we have another
you
name?
Had, someone else chose a name.
Bethany?
And we have a listener who has that name. It was
oh,
like,
no!
Yes! And then someone else was like, well, I call her Wilma. And then, so there's like these comments being posted. And it's like,
We screwed it up.
Way to go,
I think I might have squelched it or something. Because someone said Bethany.
Was,
I was like, no.
I think it was whoever was playing Wilma at the time. Because y'all trade Wilma.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I started with it, and then Sean did it,
Last
and then
question.
It got passed around.
It's whoever's not speaking, then plays Wilma.
Yes.
Yeah. Like... Okay, last question. What conflict do you literally fall out of the sky into?
That's a good question.
Debate club.
Ooh.
Oh, what if we fall into...
It could be debate club in the Demon City.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what I was
that's
thinking.
That's what you're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah. What about like if we fall into
like they're debating magic
something?
And we literally fall into the middle of their circle or something like that. No, what were you saying? I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking two humans attacking two
and
tribes.
Then we're like, oh, we have to protect the humans. And then it's like, oh, wait, what? The humans are the bad guys?
Oh, no, I like debating magic. Oh, no. So you want to do what? They're debating. Tell me again. What is it?
I didn't have any idea.
Well, you said that.
I humans? Was the one who said
okay,
debating
what was
magic.
It? Oh, but somebody said something about humans.
He was,
like humans are attacking an outpost or something, and we fall down in the middle of it and think the humans are being attacked. Because where we come from, humans are normal, but here humans are effectively like rats or something.
Mm-hmm. Or two tribes of humans are fighting over something, and we just sort of land in the middle of it all or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We should just, what's the strongest choice? I'm not sure. The debate club is pretty funny to set
debate
up the
club.
World.
We're
I think it sets
club.
It up well.
Okay. What is the city? So then what is the name of the demon city that we're going to land
Pompeii.
In?
Pompeii. Pompeii. What's a good demon? Well, okay. His name is Blefoxel. So we need to think of words like that. So Galoxalin or something like that. I don't know. What would be?
What is our phonological inventory?
Oh my lord.
Yeah, I can answer that question. Yeah.
Some people are edumacated. That's a good name we'll want to say over and over again. Cranox. What about something like that?
Ooh, that's not bad.
Cranox. With a K? Yes.
I like a K. K-R-A-N-N-O-X, for those who will be transcribing later.
Thank you. All right, so Cranox.
Cranox.
Okay.
Damn you!
So that's everything that we need.
Wait, do you need any names for gnomes?
So that's going to happen, later, but don't worry. Okay. So what's going to happen is during the break, I'm just going to have 10 minutes, and I've got a list of things I need to just quickly jot out.
We get a break.
So there you go. Thank you, everyone. That was awesome. So that was us prepping the world together. And now we are going to level up.
But do we level up?
Yeah. So if you have less than the 7 or whatever, you'll just go to 0. So you subtract, I think it's 7. We haven't done this as long. Maybe we'll
I thought it was 6. I only have 4. Yeah.
So yeah, if you have more than 7 fails, you'll subtract 7.
Oh, I definitely do.
So
you'll,
do?
You'll
I have 7 marks.
Then you should have gone up. If you have less than 7, just go to 0. Yeah,
fewer than 7?
Yeah. So I'm 7. Level 5 now, in other words. Cool.
I'm level 5.
We should all be probably level 5.
If you have under 7.
Now, Carter, if you have 14, you, 7, you get to go to level 6.
I don't fewer than 7.
Level 5.
Level 5.
Did you have 7 exactly, Carter?
No.
Oh, okay,
no.
You're putting some back.
No. Okay, and sorry, we should be at full hit points. Oh, wait, maybe I gained some hit points now. I don't know.
Well, it depends on what you move. Okay. So, the only way to get
charisma?
Put everything in charisma. The only way to get more hit points in this game is to increase your con, remember?
Oh, right. Okay.
If you increase your con, so when you level up, it's on the sheets that you guys.
Are we still?
Yeah, we're still recording. I know Marisa has it somewhere, but you have those sheets with the special moves. So
yeah,
level up.
Advanced moves.
So here's what it says. Blah, blah, blah. Increase your level by 1 and choose a new advanced move from your class. Okay. If you are the wizard, you get to add a new spell. Choose one of your stats and increase it by 1. And that's it. So you're basically going to choose a new advanced move and you're going to choose
one stat to improve.
I'm improving my wisdom.
Really? You sure you don't want to improve charisma?
Charisma, like in our other game, where I play a sorcerer and need charisma, and I accidentally kept adding charisma to this character and wisdom to that character.
But I think
did you
so
max it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My charisma.
At least that mistake.
My charisma is +3 right now. It's beyond what's listed on the.
That's
the
what
stat
my wisdom
dump.
Is.
Yeah, my wisdom is where I get all of my stuff from, though.
We've never used Constitution. We don't.
So your modifier might change.
It doesn't. It checked.
Okay. So I'm going to give mine to charisma. I think I feel like I'm going to need it in this world. So that
whatever
gives
your
me,
stats,
so I would
are
get
then.
+1.
Okay, cool. And then you need to pick an advanced move based on your level.
Level 2+.
Okay, and I've got 2 classes that I have to choose. But, Sean, we're keeping it that I can access magic, correct? Because there's no
we'll find
point
out.
In doing it. Oh, okay. it sort of affects my leveling up.
Yeah. Okay, so I can choose between 2 that interest me right now, and I'm not sure which to go on. 1 would be smarter for gaming. 1 is more fun for role-playing.
Well, tell us what
fun
they
for
are.
Role-playing.
Fun role-playing. Fun for role-playing is Communion of Whispers. When you spend time in a place, making note of its resident spirits and calling on the spirits of the land, roll plus wisdom. You'll be granted a vision of significance to you, your allies, and the spirits around
yes.
you.
Yes.
Right? And that's just the description of how helpful it is. And then there's balance, which is better for gaming. And that's when you deal damage, take 1 balance. When you touch someone and channel the spirits of life, you may spend balance. For each balance spent, heal 1d4 HP. But I think it's got to be Communion of Whispers.
I think it's got to
like,
be.
Yeah.
As long as we use it. Yeah. As long as we take advantage of it.
That's the one I'm taking then.
I could see you doing that all the time. Mm-hmm. I get a vision. Now, we don't lose any. Yeah. We don't lose any advanced moves, right? We just gain. I don't have to trade one up. Okay.
Is it the same even if you're a wizard too, right? Yeah, you get to add a new spell.
Yeah, I get it. Actually, I don't know if I get a new spell. Oh, I get to access 5th level spells. That's, I guess, what it is.
Which stat did you choose, Carter, to up?
My advanced move, the stat itself was my dexterity.
Which moved to?
16. So now
so
I get
moves a to a plus
2.
Yeah, you got that? Okay.
Yeah. And my advanced move now is bend bars and lift gates.
Ooh, that's good. Mm.
When you use pure strength to destroy an inanimate obstacle, roll plus strength. Now, my plus strength is only 10 plus 0. On a 10 plus, you have the strength of a demigod. On a 7 to 9, you have the strength of a bull, but take 1d4 damage. So it's really not going to change anything, really, particularly when my strength is relatively low. I don't have any pluses on it. Do our maximum hit points go up?
Only if you move your con.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to move my con, so that's fine.
Sorry, I have two things to look at.
So. Yeah, so Marisa is looking at spells, and she's also looking at an advanced move.
I have two classes, cleric and weremorph, so I need to look at.
Oh, yeah. And you're what level, everybody?
I'm level 5.
Okay.
Level 5.
Carter?
5.
Okay. So you're all still on the 1 to 5 moves, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
But next level up, you go to your 6 ones, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because after that, it's six level 6.
That's
and
right.
Up.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some funky stuff there.
All right, Eli, I need the name of a province that the capital of Cranox is located in.
Manitoba. Sean's looking at me.
Gathron.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good. I like.
Did you just like try and hold back a sneeze? Gathron?
Well, I thought I'd throw out a couple possibilities, but Sean leapt on the first one. So all good.
Hmm. I think to start the avalanche effect for future things, I think I'm going to choose Calm Rage, which is a Weremorph advanced move, which means I can transform at any time.
Okay, love it.
With no rage.
So you're the Hulk from the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Because
here's the secret. I'm always angry.
We so rarely do combat, so you so rarely take damage that you haven't
that's
built
right.
up the rage
that's
to
right.
transform.
And now I might actually
times.
Be able to do it to help our party or
yeah.
something. So, okay, that's what I'm going to do, and then I just need to pick a spell.
Who is the best Hulk?
Mark Ruffalo.
I would agree.
Yeah,
sure.
Me too. Sean? What do you think?
You're not thinking about anything else, are you, Sean?
Nope. Come on, yeah. whatever they said.
I started watching The Flash.
Okay. The series,
yeah. It's fun, but after the first season, they are so clearly scrambling for content and introducing characters. Focus. And then getting rid of characters.
Right? I know.
And doing timeline changes.
No.
Or.
Okay. Just for the listeners that want to understand level up, Marisa, you have commune. Commune is how you refill your spells.
Yeah.
So when you spend uninterrupted time in quiet contemplation with your deity, you lose all the spells. And here's where it goes. You grant new spells of your choice whose total level doesn't exceed your own level. It says don't exceed. Your own level plus 1.
Okay, got
and
it.
And none of which is higher than your own level. So yes, you can now get a level 5 spell.
Right, and that and then plus
but
1.
Then you'd only get a level a 5 and a first.
Got
but
it.
You have your cantrips or whatever
yes,
they are.
Yes, yes, yeah. Or my rotes.
Your rotes.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Okay. So Marisa's going to pick her spell. You've picked, everyone else has picked their thing that will never get used.
Yep.
And that's it. Thank you all for listening to Prepping for the End of Time and Other Bothers.
Thank you.
Do you enjoy The Flash? Tell us in the Discord.
And for everyone who's hearing this for the first time in our feed, basically this is one of the bonus things you get access to if you become a supporter on Patreon. You can learn all about that by going to otherbothers.com and clicking on the link to Patreon.
Except not this, because this isn't on the Patreon. This is on the regular feed.
Well, this will be on the regular feed so that everyone can hear it.
Yeah.
But in the future, if you want to hear prepping sessions, which are
like
normally...
this.
Well, they're not like this, because normally it's like me doing it alone. You have to become a supporter. And you also get access to, you know...
Discord. Discord's fun.
Fargoring. A special something every Friday. Like right
yeah,
now
we just
we're putting
released
out
that cool
a three
RPG.
Part, yeah.
Is it 3 parts?
It's 3 parts.
We were here for so long doing that.
We were. It's basically 3 hours.
And you're going to get the new content that we're producing right now?
Yep. We're about to do a bonus scene.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. I mean like the other stuff that we're working on.
Oh, the secret thing.
The secret projects.
Yeah. That's true. That will also be Fargoring Friday. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you'll get all of that stuff you don't understand by joining our Patreon. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so we're off. Eli, that's the end of time.
Yep.
It's the end of time.
Gosh, oh, we just saw. We could have stopped it.
A Fable and Folly production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, Maria Kennedy from Hero Trackers here to tell you about a special report we've been working on at Hero Track Media. With the help of my producer, Shayna, we're going to reveal the life story of a mysterious hero that, as far as we can tell, has never been covered by a media outlet before. Subscribe to this podcast feed to learn more about this hero and the strange circumstances surrounding their life and career, and how they might be connected to your favorite heroes. Coming soon from HeroTrack Media, Vigil.
Vigil, Season 1, an audio fiction superhero thriller in 10 parts from All In Productions. Featuring Haley Sanfilippo as Maria Kennedy and Adam Kudishat as Vigil. Subscribe or follow to make sure you're the first to know about Vigil.